Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
One commonality that you'll find when you study the most successful people is that none of them set goals. They all have systems that they follow. They might have originally thought that they were chasing after goals, but over time, that's kind of changed into system-oriented thinking. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't points that they hit that they celebrate along their journey, but the problem that I think a lot of people realize is that when you set a goal, you know, you're trying to climb a mountain, right? And you might get to the top of the mountain, but it's kind of miserable. You're like reaching, you know, to get to the mountain, and it's hard. And then you get there, and then there's temporary pleasure. And then the goal line has moved, and there's already another mountain that you want to climb. And so it's kind of this like nothing spike of pleasure, and then nothing. Whereas when you look at system setting, instead, what you do is you're figuring out a way to gain little bits of pleasure along the way that kind of pulls you along. And so the way that I look at it is I don't set goals. What I do is I establish waypoints. And so I imagine where I want to go ultimately as sort of a beacon of light pulling me in the right general direction, not as a goal to attain, but as a direction to go towards. And so if I'm trying to build a career in authorship, for example, I don't really know what that looks like. I mean, if this book, you know, that I'm coming out with is a success, will I even realize that? Will I even know what a success is? Will I recognize it when it's a success? Other people might tell me it is. Will I feel that way? I'm not sure. Probably not. With anything that's meaningful, I mean, it takes a long time as well. You know, the majority of books that are successful only become successful many years after they come out. And so it just becomes this really difficult process. But if I say, hey, actually, what I want to have is I want to have a career in authorship, right? In thought leadership, whatever you want to call it. And so that's the beacon of light pulling me in the right general direction. What I'm doing then is I'm establishing waypoints along the way, and I'm trying to build in little bits of celebration with people that I love to celebrate reaching certain milestones along the journey. I read this back in the day when I was studying residential real estate investing, something that I never really acted on, although now we've got like 13 units, but it's don't really do much with. But something that I was studying back then was this book by Don Campbell, I think. He said, you know, when you put a bid on a house, celebrate. When you approach a new mortgage advisor, celebrate. Like, what you have to celebrate are taking the right actions towards the outcomes that you want to achieve, not the actual outcomes, whether they're achieved or not. Because what you find is that over time, if you take the right actions consistently for long enough, outcomes are going to naturally happen. But they might not happen every single time. And so if you base your pleasure, your fulfillment on the goals, on the outcomes, that's actually a lot of that is out of your control. Over time, the right actions will lead to good outcomes. They may not be outcomes that you wanted at the beginning. And so let me give you an example of kind of how I make this happen is if I'm trying to write a book, for example, a book is kind of by definition a very long, very drawn out, very difficult process where you put in a tremendous amount of work over a long period of time with really no reward, almost always pretty much in isolation. Like even if you have an editor, like it's kind of by yourself, even with a publisher, with an agent, like I'm by myself writing most of the time. And hopefully, you know, the book's release sure is a goal, but the book's release is always going to be, you know, a day or a week of excitement. And then it's always going to be a little bit empty as the world kind of moves on. And then you're like, but I did a thing. And then people hopefully will read it and like it. And then many months or even many years later, enough people will have read and liked it that it then begins to take on a life of itself. You see what I'm saying? It's very, very difficult to rely on that at any of those points as like, hey, man, I made it. And so what I do is every step of the journey that's like a positive milestone, I call it a waypoint. What I do is I figure out when like the deadline that I want to be is, and I will schedule an experience because I just like experiences over.
If you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet, instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people than just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.
Things, you know, if you like to buy things, you can. I think in the real estate book, he said smoke a cigar with like a loved one. So like I tried that and then I realized I don't like cigars. But I like experiences, I like trips, and I like spending time with loved ones. And so this is a nice excuse to do that. And so what I will do is first draft submission, second draft submission, manuscript submission, and then book release, right? Are 4 points along the journey. And for The Obvious Choice, the first draft, when I submitted it, I took our whole, we were living in Nicaragua at the time, so I took our whole family and actually my mother-in-law and our nanny. It was supposed to be a 4-day trip. Then we got locked on the island because of high winds and couldn't get back. So it ended up being a 6-day trip to Ometepe. And basically like rode ATVs and like adventured in Ometepe. So that's how I celebrated with my whole family, the first draft. My second draft submission, my dad and I went to Oaxaca City. So I was living in Mexico, he was in Arizona, and we both flew and we met in Oaxaca City. And so I scheduled that for the day after the manuscript was due. And it actually says that in the end of the book, like right at the end of the book, the last line is, I scheduled this trip with my dad the day after the manuscript is due, and we leave tomorrow and I haven't started packing yet. And then the third draft, so the final thing when it was locked, I scheduled a trip just with Allison to a little area in Mexico called Key Mixto, and we did like a 2-3 day, it was 2-night, 3-day away. And so what I'll do is, well, let me back up a bit. Here's one thing that I've realized is that people that you love want to celebrate you and want to celebrate the work that you're doing, but they don't really know how. And so what they'll do naturally is they'll celebrate outcomes. They'll celebrate when good things happen with you, or they'll commiserate if something doesn't work out. What's really happening there is they're actually reinforcing the wrong things. Not because they want to, they have good intentions, they just don't know how to. And so somebody should not celebrate with you, like a loved one or a family member or whatever, if you, whatever, make $100,000, right? It's up to you to say, hey, I don't know whether this business venture is going to work or not, but the second I put this website live and I start promoting it, let's go out for dinner, Dad. You know, Mom and Dad, let's do a double date. Let's go see a show. And it's up to you then to actually build into your process, into your system, some sort of process celebration, identifying the waypoints along your journey of the thing that you're doing that's hard, that's meaningful, that takes a long time. Figure out what those waypoints are, identify a date, put together some sort of experience that you can share with somebody that you love, and set it for the day after you're going to finish that thing. And let that pull you along the journey, giving yourself those, sure, day to day you can have little wins of completing it, but then those little spikes of enjoyment kind of all the way through, so that by the time that the thing comes out, you've already won. You've already won. You know, the goals are out of your control. What do I always say? My Yogi Berra-ism, which is success is 50% luck, 50% timing, and the rest is skill. I think that that's true. Absolutely, you have to be good. Absolutely, you have to be work hard. But there are so many things that are out of your control in this world. There's timing. There's luck. There's other people who are influential. You know, are they around that time? Like I'm in the process right now of trying to send people a VIP copy of the book that's coming out. And some people who I admire have responded right away. You know, maybe they have a bit more space to respond to inquiries like mine. Other people who I admire haven't gotten back to me. And maybe they're just like in a busy point in their life, right? There's just so much of this that's out of your control. Over time, it'll even out as long as you stick around. But in the interim, in these kind of like siloed efforts, these one-off type things, I don't think you can rely on a goal to measure your success. I think instead what you have to do is you've got to build the systems, you've got to figure out where these waypoints are, you've got to build these celebrations, ideally with people that you love, to teach them, to encourage and empower them to celebrate the right things with you, because they want to be happy for you. They just don't know how.